Blog Talk Radio.
Still hadn't seen any person or troll or dwarf or mother of a wizard. Nothing had a vagina. As soon as I thought there were none, suddenly appears a bitch playing a harp.
Folk with Davey Allen minus the guitar, as a vocoder, XL synthesizer, and you got contemporary funk, diaper, sex appeal, but not in an acid-crazed, pederast sort of way. You guys are listening to DBT-CRFM or the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, or Arnie Chavez, if I feel real raunchy about it. And, of course, we got some great stuff on the program tonight. We also have Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone, Corporal Robot Lips, we also have the return of Jude Cowan Montague. Louie, as was played last week. Lots of other great stuff as well. It's kind of late, and since it is late, you know, and it is Doomsday and everything like that, I do want to give a big shout-out to the members of Good Green who just played what was known as probably the last show on Earth. Unfortunately, it looks like that didn't pan out, but they just recently played at Bird's Tiki Lounge probably about an hour ago, actually. I think they finished their set. So, really great show. If you guys weren't at Bert's Tiki Lounge in Albuquerque, New Mexico, fuck, man, that sucks for you. But, yeah, it was a pretty good show. Really great stuff. I really dig Good Green. You guys should definitely go by YouTube, or you can also check them out at Reverb Nation and check out some of their tracks. Really cool shit. I was at Bert's Tiki Lounge, as I mentioned, and happened to see a Latino gentleman that I pulled a knife on probably about 2 months ago or something like that in front of the hostel. He was hanging out at the Bert's Tiki Lounge and decided he wanted to sit down at our table, but that my draconian vampire research team was mad dogging him, so he didn't like that and he had to get up. I think he got afraid of the draconian vampire research team. Nonetheless, I'm going to dedicate this very first song to the guy that I almost pulled a knife on. Or I did actually pull a knife on, but I almost had to use the knife on. This is Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone. Name of the song is Lonesome Mexican Nights. Right here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel is close to repairs. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. We'll be right back.
Of secular music does not meet the standards of Philippians 4.8. Secular music often promotes immorality and violence while belittling purity and integrity.
Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone, Lonesome Mexican Nights. Perhaps sometimes you find yourself in a lonesome New Mexican night with a speech impediment that impedes upon tunnel voices and draconian vampire research. This happens, especially when you ingest a lot of alcohol at Bert's Tiki Lounge. These things happen.
I want to talk to my teen about movies.
Exactly. Nonetheless, that was a great song by Kathy O'Toole for The Perfectly Alone out of Redwood City, California. And they will be making another appearance later on in the show, so you guys definitely should hang out and listen to that. I know none of you motherfuckers are awake right now, and that's okay. I understand that. I'm barely awake myself. I've been eating weed brownies since like 8 fucking a.m. or some bullshit, or maybe it was like 12. I don't know, man. Time has lost all meaning. Because it's doomsday, and that's why we're here. Coming up next, we've got Neon Indian with 6669. I Don't Know If You Know is the name of the song. Really great track. Neon Indian, of course, out of Denton, Texas. 25-year-old Alan Palomo from the Psychic Chasms LP, actually, the song. I'll tell you a little bit more about that here in just a second. Neon Indian, 6669. I Don't Know If You Know, but you're about to find out. We'll be right back.
When is the rapture going to occur in relation to the tribulation? Answer. The timing of the rapture in relation to the tribulation is one of the most controversial issues in the church today. The three primary views are pre-tribulational. The rapture occurs before the tribulation, mid-tribulational. The rapture occurs at or near the point of the tribulation, and post-tribulational. The rapture occurs at the end of the tribulation. A fourth view, commonly known as pre-wrath, is a slight modification of the mid-tribulational position.
Neon Indian with 6669, I don't know if you know. I don't know where the fuck I'm at right now, I'm going to be honest with you. That was off the 14th best album of 2009, according to Pitchfork magazine, and one of the hottest new bands of 2010 by the Rolling Stones magazine, or Rolling Stone magazine, on the cover of the Rolling Stone. But this isn't Almost Famous, and No One Is Born as a Kid These Days. That was Neon Indian. Really great track there. I played this gentleman last week, and we're hoping that he'll be DJing for us during the Literary Underground versus Tiny Amp Records event in Denver, Colorado, on January 12th at Rhino Seropolis in downtown Denver, Colorado. This is Louie. You guys can go to newlou.bandcamp.com. Check out this album. Louie, name of the song is Block Break. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. Arnie Chavez here, or Frankie Metro, whichever one. We'll be right back.
is trying to do something beyond his known powers. It is useless to seek the approval of friends. Friends are at their best in moments of defeat.
Underground news feed for Doomsday, December 21st and 22nd of 2012, brought to you, of course, by The Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your draconian vampire information, as well as information about your mother's medicine cabinet, Wednesday night service, and Zygote MI Radio. You could call it a finalized newscast, but I'm still here. I'm still breathing. I don't know about you motherfuckers, but today's newscast is actually about It's Better to Burn Out Than to Fade Away, which is a new micro-zine put out by MC Shamrock Jones, a.k.a. Nebuchadnezzar Productions magazine, micro-zine, actually, print, put out by Mr. Stephen Perkey and Ms. Deidre Prudence Buckle Sweet. You guys should definitely check this out because it is a magazine dedicated to the age 27 death phenomenon, which, apparently stretched a lot farther than just Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, and Jimi Hendrix. There's like a shitload of people that died at 27 that were really cool, like Robert Johnson and Brian Jones and Mia Zapata and Kurt Cobain. Actually, the last one, that Kurt Cobain, I'm just going to go ahead and admit that. I'm going to act like I didn't even say shit. I'm getting the burps just from saying Kurt Cobain. Fuck you, Kurt Cobain. Also put out by MC Shamrock Jones, a.k.a. Nebuchadnezzar Productions, was the Lady Lazarus Sylvia Plath pocket reader. You guys should definitely check that one out as well. I really like what these guys do over here because they take, really established characters, really established pop icons and what have you, and they fucking make their own stories about it. I'm actually looking at somebody doing coke off the Hollywood star for Charlie Sheen right now on their page. Right on. Before that, we guys actually heard Louie with Block Break off the GPA album. You guys can go to, as I mentioned, newlou.bandcamp.com. That's newlou.bandcamp.com. And we're hoping that he'll be there at Rhino Seropolis coming this January 12th. Really good shit, man. Coming up next, I think I've got, oh no, did we do it? I think we did do it. Corporate Robot Lips. I believe you guys may be familiar with Corporate Robot Lips. You may or may not, if you've ever heard any Red Fez radio broadcasts, I'm sure that you have. Personal friend of mine, Corporate Robot Lips, or Corporal Robot Lips, probably wouldn't like me mispronouncing his name. Name of this song is I Grew a Beard Because, and I'll let him explain the rest. Right here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Coast Repairs. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. We've got about 35 minutes left of live streaming. We'll be right back.
I grew a beard because I grew a beard because Indiana was the 19th state admitted to the Union. I grew a beard because mustard tastes better the second time around. I grew a beard because Ginsburg grew a beard because I am supreme lord of mismatched sons. I grew a beard because every sort of supreme lord should have a beard. I grew a beard because I can't find a job and a job can't seem to find me. I grew a beard because I staple my thumb to the rain. I grew a beard because I first read Lundberg while on train rumbling through Arizona desert in spring 2001. I grew a beard to ward off the incessant swirling snakes winding through my dreams. I grew a beard because my confirmation name is Angus. I grew a beard because phantoms are always running around asking for the key. I grew a beard because she exists and he exists and she exists and she exists. I grew a beard to protest the idiotic mandible of Earth. I grew a beard like a garden of brownish orange weeds. I grew a beard because I sit in my underwear strumming. I grew a beard because it's 44 minutes after midnight. I grew a beard because there are unicorn stickers affixed to the letters, and the letters arrive daily in my small corner of existence. And I thank the people who take the time to mail letters with unicorn stickers affixed to them. And hopefully I'm able to continue making post office box payments, which will prevent the post office workers from locking my post office box and probably returning my mail to sender, and or tossing all the unicorn sticker-laden letters in the trash heap. And yesterday the low fuel light was on the car, and the papal prophecies of Malachi are perhaps most interesting now, as we near election of Peter the Roman, supposedly as successor to current Benedict XVI. And most days I get tired and stare at my bored face in the bathroom mirror under the pale dim light and run cold water and splash my face. Though I've always secretly wanted to fill the kitchen sink with water and ice cubes and dunk my face and sing a few lines the way Huey Lewis did in the video too, I Won a New Drug in 1984.
I made it to the station, harried and wetter than when I left the house. And as I approached the train station, I hoped that the crowd on the platform was indeed Santa Fe bound, judging by the number of retirees in turquoise jewelry and bolo ties. I had assumed that I had made it.
started drool on myself there. That was New Order with Temptation. Man, I had this whole like shtick like thought up like 5 seconds ago, and like I have no idea what the fuck I was going to say. New Order, Temptation. That was like live in 1987. Yeah, and I thought I would play that song. I know it's, you know, kind of like a mainstream or whatever, but I thought I would play that since it is, you know, Doomsday and whatnot. And I can't show you guys, or at least I can't show your ears, Blade Runner right now. And I figure if it's the end of the world, I need to bring back a little bit of the 80s, so I'll throw some New Order at you instead of Blade Runner. Maybe we'll get Rutger Hauer on one of these shows at one point. I don't even know if that fucker's still alive. I saw him in a movie recently. It was called, like, Hobo with a Shotgun, which is really cool shit. But Rutger Hauer, maybe we can get him for one of these shows one time. Maybe we can do a tunnel voice. He can do the one from Blade Runner, actually. I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire, blah, 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 whatever. Man, I'm really trash. Coming up next, we got Parker and Lily. Name of the song is Suit of Fire. I'm going to take this moment to eat another weed brownie. And then, yeah, if I'm still, like, you know, alive or awake, maybe we'll come back. Parker and Lily, Suit of Fire. It is what it is.
Come talk to you. I know a church where we could go and talk. How about a hug, brother? Do you need help carrying your Bible? It looks heavy. Christians don't shake hands. Christians got a hug. Oh, you are cold, Ecclesiastes 4:11. Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? What are your plans for tonight? Feel like a Bible study? What's your name and number so I can add you to my prayer list?
Well, that was Parker and Lily with Suit of Fire. And I'm going to be honest with you, all these letters and words and numbers look the same to me at this point. Coming up next, we got Jude Cowan Montague. This is off the World News Vision LP. Recently did an interview with Jude Cowan Montague at Unlikely Stories as part of the interdependency issue that came out last November, or this November, actually. You guys can go to www.unlikelystories.org and check that out, as well as her music. This is Giant African Snails, starring Shed Fellow. We'll be right back.
August 6, 2011, 12:38 p.m. CIA MK Ultra Project Monarch Intelligent Asset, Francine Kelly, local village idiot. Earlier today, I was thrilled when Kathy Kratz, assistant manager of the motel I'm staying in, a godsend, confirmed that somebody had been in room number 3. Kathy said that the bedspread had been ruffled and a chair had been moved. She also said that she thought that the phone had been moved from the nightstand to the bed next to the desk. I had told Brian Martinez, the manager, that I thought my alien husband and CIA handler Will P. Wilson was in the room next to mine one night last week. None of us can remember exactly which night it was. I had seen a glimpse of the big brown guy in room number 3 last week. For those of you who have been following my writings, you may have heard me call the reptilian draconian vampire that is behind Will's holographic human system the big brown guy.
Saucers. Really great track, of course. Noticing that we have a, oh, well, we did have a We did have a caller from the northern Florida area, but apparently they decided that they wanted to hear the rest of that song. Well, I'm sorry. Apologies. You know what? We got 9 minutes left of the show. I'm ready to literally cross my eyes and pass out. So, I want to play this last track of the evening. This is Cassio Tone for The Perfectly Alone. The name of the song, of course, is I Should Have Kissed You When I Had the Chance. I think that's a good way to leave Doomsday. Yeah. Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone. I Should Have Kissed You When I Had the Chance. Right here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel, it's Ghost Repairs. I've been your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. And, yeah, we'll catch you guys probably next week. Peace. Late.
I remember watching you go, and the long walk home past the blinking lights of the strip club, the Carl's Jr. And I remember brushing your hands, and how it made me feel so sad. I wanted to hold your hand so bad. And this is the bus that'll take you away. Hope you enjoyed your day. Wouldn't have worked anyway.